This is Guy interviewing. It's December the 20th, 1976.
Okay. My name is Melva C. Mm-hmm. I live at in Montgomery, Alabama, in the county of Montgomery.
Mm-hmm. How long have you lived in Montgomery?
Well, that's somewhat rather difficult to say, mm-hmm. just in one blanket statement, because I was born in Montgomery, but after I finished the eighth grade, I went away to school in Jacksonville, Florida, to Boiling Haven Senior High School, mm-hmm. and Boiling Haven is a Methodist parochial school for girls. Mm-hmm. I graduated from there at Jacksonville, Florida, and from there I went to Howard University in Washington, D.C., where I obtained my B.A. degree. After I graduated from Howard, I immediately started working at Howard. And about 4 months later, I married and lived in Washington again as a private citizen for another 4 years. Mm-hmm. So that's 9 of my years that have kept me called from Montgomery.
Right, right.
And then when I left Washington, I came back to Montgomery for a short period of time, mm-hmm. and then I left and went to Charleston, West Virginia, mm-hmm. and I was there for, I can't be as specific about how long I was in Charleston, mm-hmm. but I can say I was in West Virginia for a period of 7 years. Mm-hmm. And
So you've actually traveled around a pretty good bit.
Right, but I'm still from Montgomery.
All right, right. Let's see. And you're how old?
I'm 38. I just had a birthday on the 6th of December.
Okay. And let's see, you're a black female, okay?
Yes.
And could you tell me about, you've worked some, I think. Could you tell me about some of the things you've done, some of the work you've done?
Yes, I suppose I didn't start out when I first started to work. Mm-hmm. That was when I was 17 years old, and my father, of course, didn't feel that I was old enough to get out and start mm-hmm. working, of course. Uh-huh. I don't know whether he'd feel that way if I were 17 now, in this mm-hmm. day and time. But I started working at the radio station here at WRMA, mm-hmm. and I really went there to be a fill-in for my cousin, who was a secretary there. And when I went down to be interviewed by the employer, Ralph, he was impressed, and with what, I don't know, but he immediately put me to work and made a job for me as a record librarian there. And then when my cousin did go to work on her vacation about 2 weeks later, I then took her place, and I worked there for the entire summer of 56. Mm-hmm. And then I returned to school, and when I came back home after my first year in college, I went there again to see if I could mm-hmm. get employment for the summer, mm-hmm. and immediately he employed me the very next day. Yes, and so